No matter where we live or in what culture, we all want a strong and healthy relationship with our children. We all thrive when our family relationships are happy. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and the children all enjoying each other's company. But does this always happen? What do you think?
Welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol, and Tammy and I are so happy to have a special friend, Marlee, back again. The last time that she was with us, she said that she was going to come back and talk to us about giving our children wings.
I'm trying to picture this in my mind. I've seen pictures of angels with wings, but I'm not sure how my children would look with wings.
Well, you're going to have to wait just a little while before you find out about these wings, because first, we're going to talk about those happy family relationships, and to do that, we have another familiar guest with us today. Hello, Roz.
Thanks, Carol. It's really good to be together again.
If you've heard her over the years of listening to Women of Hope, you'll know that Roz has children and grandchildren, and she's lived in a few different places. So, how many grandchildren and children do you have?
Three children, all in their 40s now, and seven grandchildren, with another one coming very soon.
Roz, Carol said you've lived in a few different places.
That's right, Tammy. I grew up in Australia, in fact, in the little state of Tasmania, right down the very south of the mainland of Australia. When I was married, we lived for a few years in Papua New Guinea. That was quite different. Took a bit of getting used to, but I really enjoyed it. And in more recent years, we've lived in Asia. We lived in Singapore. That was different again. When our children were quite young, we moved to New Zealand from the northern part of Australia, where it was very hot and dry. It took a lot of work there to water and cultivate any kind of plant that you wanted to grow. So I'll never forget it when we just arrived in New Zealand and we were walking across a little field of green grass and little white daisies. Our son was just 6 years old and he said, "Mummy, can I walk on the flowers?" He was so amazed that we could walk on flowers. And then they grow up, don't they? He's almost 44, in fact, tomorrow. And his little ones now ask some fascinating questions that he just loves to answer. I believe it can be quite difficult for mothers and grandmothers in any culture to watch their children or grandchildren grow up and leave home. However, in many parts of the world, children really don't leave home, do they? I wonder what they do in your culture. Many families live very close to one another or in the same home. For example, mothers-in-law live with their daughters-in-law, and daughters live with their parents. Sons bring home wives, and grandparents live with grandchildren.
That's right. And no matter where in the world we live, we all want happy relationships in our families, with our parents and with our children and grandchildren.
Know about you, but I think that talking to each other and listening to each other are two of the main things that create good family relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We call it communication, don't we? Communication must be two-way. One talking, one listening. Then the other has a turn. I've heard parents and grandparents sometimes who don't seem to quite understand that it's not a one-way conversation. They tell the children what to do and even sometimes what to think and how to act.
So we could say that one of the biggest difficulties in family relationships is lack of communication or poor communication.
You're so right, Tammy. Children sometimes don't talk openly with their parents, and parents have trouble understanding their children, and that will often lead to a disagreement. Do you ever disagree with a member of your family, like your mother, your father, your in-laws, your brothers, sisters? I'm sure you do, and I'm sure I have too. It's easy to disagree with a friend and still be friends with that person, but a disagreement with a family member can last longer and it can cause long-term unhappiness. The problem can be a lot worse if that person lives in the same house with you. When I got married, I left my parents' home, and within only a few days I moved a long way away to Papua New Guinea. There and in many other countries, a lot of older children, either married or unmarried, are still living with their parents or their in-laws. I was very much alone in those first few years. Well, of course, it was wonderful to be with my new husband, but there were many times, especially when the babies came along, that I would love to have had my mother, my sister, and my brothers living nearby. There are some really good things about families living close to each other. Family members can help each other and support each other. They can discuss their problems. It's easy to hide things from people you don't know very well and pretend that there are no problems. But with family, they know you so well, and you can talk openly together.
I hear from some of my friends that living with your mother-in-law is a challenge. One of them said that sometimes when she disciplines her son, her mother-in-law interferes. Her mother-in-law takes sides with the grandson, even if it's clear that he's done something wrong.
And I've lived closely with my daughter-in-law. That can be hard too, when they use very different parenting skills than you used with your children. Many times, I just had to keep my mouth closed and do what I could to help. And communication is more than just words, isn't it? Do you think it's possible to disagree respectfully with another person? I believe we can disagree without offending the other person. But to do this, we need to be very aware of several things. The expression on our face, our body language, and our tone of voice. The words we choose and when we say those words can make a difference.
Now that I'm an adult looking back at my past, I see a family tradition that's planted deep within me, and that's respect. Being respectful to your elders is very important in many cultures. In some cultures, it doesn't matter how others treat you, but those who are older than you expect your respect.
So if you are the older person, it's good to remember that if we want the respect of the younger ones, we should speak to them kindly. All human beings are created equal. That's a good reason to respect each other. It doesn't matter how old we are or where we're from or whether we're a man or a woman, we should show respect to others and especially to our family members.
You may have heard the saying, "Do to others what you would want them to do to you." That's so easy to say, but not always easy to practice.
My respect for my parents increased a lot when my first child was born. Then I could see more clearly why my parents did things that I didn't like when I was young. Of course, it was for my good. I wrote several letters to my parents telling them how thankful I was for the things they'd done for me. Maybe this is something you can do too if you live away from your parents.
If you live close to your parents, you can visit them or invite them to your home and tell them how much you appreciate what they've done for you.
If you live with parents-in-law, you can help with the cooking or invite them to your part of the house for tea. Or ask your mother-in-law to teach you how to cook your husband's favorite food. Find ways to express your love and respect for your family members. You can change the way a person feels about themselves when you tell them how important they are to you.
So let's work on our relationships together. Express your love and respect and take time to listen and understand. And we can pray for each other as we make this our goal.
Thank you. A while ago, our friend Marlee came to talk about giving our children roots. Roots of love, discipline, and security to grow into respectable and dependable young adults. Well, today Marlee is back as she promised to talk about wings. Welcome, Marlee.
Thank you, Tammy, and hello, my friend. Let's continue to talk about the joy of giving gifts to our children. Remember, we talked about this last time when I was with you. Remember, a good mother gives two things to her children. She gives roots and she gives wings. Trees need roots to stand firm when the storm comes. Oh, this reminds me of a time when a typhoon hit our city. The winds were so powerful that many trees just came down. And there was one, a big tree, right in front of our house that fell down this way. Such a beautiful tree. But when the storm came, boom, down it went. Afterwards, I was surprised to see how short the roots were. Such a big tree with such short roots. No wonder it came down. You see, a good mother gives roots of love, of discipline, security, honesty, of faith in God, and a happy home full of love and respect to her children. We all go through storms in our lives, don't we? Disaster, sickness, death of a loved one, or a divorce. When these storms come, children who've been given roots of a strong character and faith in God will stand firm. They won't fall down like trees. You see, you give roots to a child by your example. They will do what they see mom and dad doing. Now, how do you give wings to your children? That's the difficult part for most of us. It is complicated, and it can cost us quite a lot. I remember a dear friend saying, "Marlee, we raise children for others, not for ourselves." And she's so right. Our children are just lent to us for a few years, and then off they go to build their own families and to live their own lives. Here's how we give our children wings. Let me explain it to you with a picture we found in God's Word, the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11. We read there about the eagle. A mother eagle teaches her little ones to fly just as the Lord God teaches us. We know that the eagle is one of the strongest of all the birds. It lives up high in the mountaintops. Eagles can fly very high and soar on the wind, using the wind to carry them a long way. Let me read this to you. "The Lord is like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young. It spreads its wings to catch them and carries them up high." You know, when the little eaglets grow, the nest is not big enough for them. For all of them. So the mother eagle starts bringing twigs and little stones and placing them in the nest. The nest becomes uncomfortable for the birds. You see, what she wants to do is to teach the birds to fly. That's what they are born for, to fly and to fly high. She wants to give them the whole of the skies instead of the little circle of the nest. So what she does, she disturbs their comfort. Of course, they don't like it, but eventually they get the message and perch on the edge of their nest. Then, when they jump out of the nest into the air, the mother eagle flies, spreading her powerful wings underneath them. What a beautiful picture, isn't it? And she keeps flying there until they learn to explore the highest mountain and the deepest valley on their own. She knows that the best thing she can do for her growing babies is to make them fly. They were made to do exactly that, to fly. Now, do you see this picture? A good mother gives wings to her children. You see, when the time comes, it's time to let our children go and live their lives learning to trust God. Oh, that's very difficult for most of us. Our children get married and we want to keep telling them what to do. We mothers know how to do that, don't we? How they should raise their children, how they should spend their money. It can be very difficult for mothers to give their sons away and let them live with their wives. And some mothers continue treating them as if they were little teenagers, or worse, like little boys that cannot live without their mommies. We love our children so much and we think we know best. We may do, but the problem is that instead of helping our children, we make them dependent and insecure, unable to make their own decisions, and that's not good. In God's Word, it tells us that God has made men and women for each other, to help each other and be companions. The Bible says that's why when a man marries, he will leave his father or mother and be united with his wife, and they will become one flesh. So when a son marries, his first responsibility is to his wife, not to his mother. As Ross said earlier, in many cultures, children live with their parents until they get married and sometimes after they get married. I think it's beautiful when this happens in a harmonious way. As long as we keep loving and respecting each other, harmony will be there. And if we are in this situation with our son, then we must respect his relationship with his wife first and foremost and not interfere. Now, how do we give these wings to our children? First of all, we need to realize that this is a process. It cannot happen all at once. We cannot tell our children, okay, it's time for you to be independent. Take this pair of wings and go and fly. No, it doesn't work that way, does it? It takes years of training, of teaching them, of giving them the roots we talked about. How do we give them wings? Well, one feather at a time. That means that little by little, we have to train our children when they are young to make one choice and one decision at a time. We need to teach them to be responsible, to take their responsibilities at school and at home seriously. We need to encourage them to take responsibility when they choose their friends, especially as they mature into teenage years. As they grow, they will receive more and more responsibility, so they will learn how to make their own wise decisions and how to lead their own lives. And this is the hard part, watching them make their own decisions and not interfering. If we interfere and stop them from making mistakes, you know what? They'll never learn. Have you heard anyone say, you learn by your mistakes? We have to allow our children to learn and to grow that one feather at a time. And we have to learn to trust God that He will take care of them. Another important thing is what we call the law of cause and effect. Every action brings about a reaction, isn't it? Wrong behavior has consequences, and good behavior has rewards. We need to teach them gently that they must take the consequences of those wrong actions so that they can learn how to become responsible for themselves. I always told my children, the more responsible you are, the more freedom you will get. I always made sure my kids knew that if they did what was right, they would be rewarded with more freedom. That's how they learn what was good for them. A good mother gives roots and wings to her children. Roots to help them stand through the storms of life, and wings so they can fly high wherever God leads them in life. I want to pray with you today, my friend, and I know it's not easy to let our children go and to let God lead them, but we need to do that. So let's pray together. You can join me if you want to. Lord God Almighty, how we need your help. We need your wisdom. We need your grace to lead these children you've given to us, to lead them in the right direction, on the right path. Help us, Lord, to give them roots and wings, and teach us to let go and to let you guide our children's life. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, Marlee and Roz have shared a lot about relationships today. They can take hard work, but the results are oh so important for having a happy and loving home. So let's work on our relationships together. Remember, express your love and respect, and take time to listen and understand.
And let's remember to give our children roots so they can stand firm when the storms of life come, and to give them wings so that they can become independent and fly high.
We would love to hear from you. Tell us what you learned from your parents, or anything that you'd like to share with us or ask us.
You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org. Or visit our Facebook page.
We do hope that you'll be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.